Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. It is time to shift gears. We're going to talk some NBA, and it certainly has been a big, big summer in the league. In fact, when I was out on vacation, Russell Westbrook, he extends his contract with the Oklahoma City Thunder, instantly becomes the hero, and they are back in business after losing Kevin Durant. It absolutely devastated Thunder fans. We're thrilled to have back with us from Basketball Insiders, Steve Kyler, who always posts terrific articles. Check them out online, basketballinsiders.com. Welcome in, Steve.
Alyssa, how are you?
I'm great. It's good to be back in the saddle, and a high five to Russell Westbrook. He saved the Thunder, and as Oklahoma City Mayor Mick Cornett declared the 4th of July, it was Russell Westbrook Day. Tell me this, Steve. I mean, why did Russell feel that he needed to make this decision a year early?
Well, there's a couple of things. One, let's not get too far ahead of how long Russell's going to be in Oklahoma City. He,
right.
He basically is guaranteed one more year. So he'll be, you know, he was going to be a free agent. This would have been the final contract year. So he tacked one more year onto the deal to get him to kind of a number of things. And we'll talk about that in a second. But, you know, it's not like he signed on for 5 years and made this huge commitment. It's 12 more months. But no, there were a couple of reasons for it. Is one, you know, you don't see it often in the NBA. You see it a lot more in the NFL, the ability for teams to kind of rework the contract of their player before they hit free agency. And one of the things you can do if you've got salary cap space is you can rework certain contracts. Not all of them. You can't rework a contract downwards. You can only rework a contract upwards. And because of the boom in the salary cap this year and just kind of how it all works out in the math is that Russell's basically going to make about $8.7 million more this year by signing the deal. And then, you know, even next year, it'll be about maybe $300,000 less than he could have gotten as a free agent. So when it's all said and done, he'll make about $8.4 million more having done this today. And he pushes his free agency off another year. And when he does that, he'll qualify for, you know, a bigger chunk of the salary cap in 2 years. And, you know, those are all kind of some of the little games you've got to play when you sign deals. It's one of the reasons Kevin Durant only signed a 2-year deal with the Golden State Warriors, just to make sure that he was eligible for that next experience bump in terms of the salary cap. But all in, I think it's, you know, it's a statement from Russell that he's not going anywhere, at least in the short term. And I think for the Oklahoma City Thunder, you know, they know they're going to have an MVP caliber player to kind of lead the way. And they're going to get a little bit of a runway to see if Russell really can be the guy to lead them to the promised land with a lot of these young guys around him.
You know, Steve, you talk about Russell short term, but what does this mean long term for the Thunder? And I have to tell you, too, just to be completely honest and candid, I did not see the narrative playing out this way. I thought, you know, Russell would go ahead to the Lakers.
You're not alone. You know, if we would have started this a year ago and you said, okay, name the Thunder player that is most likely to be gone, it probably wouldn't have been Kevin Durant or
right.
Serge Ibaka. It would have been Russell Westbrook, and he's the last guy standing. So, you know, it is kind of anti to the narrative. But I do think that, you know, in kind of the big picture of things, is it was unexpected. The message from Russell is loyalty, and that this team was very loyal. And, you know, as much as everybody, and we've seen national pundits trying to paint him as a guy that was trying to get to the Lakers or trying to get to the New York Knicks, you know, he is the first guy to have said, I'll stay here in Oklahoma City. And he did it by his own choice. He had no obligation. You know, a lot of times the money situation for some of these guys when they get the first big contract is the money's just so insane, you have to take the deal. Well, Russ has got about $100 million in the bank. He didn't have to do this deal. He chose to do this deal. And I think it says a lot about how he feels about the Thunder and, more importantly, how the Thunder feel about him. And like I said, they get a little bit of a runway now to figure out if Russ is really their guy. And then, more importantly, they have the offseason next year to trade him if they don't feel like he is.
Hey, we're going one-on-one with Basketball Insider Steve Kyler. Check him out, basketballinsiders.com. And, of course, this exclusive interview is being brought to you by our good friends at Progressive Insurance, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that's Progressive. And, you know, it's good news for the Thunder. They will not lose a star player in back-to-back off-seasons. You have to wonder what would have happened if, you know, Russell did leave. I mean, how devastating that would be for the Thunder organization.
Well, I think you've kind of seen this, you know, when the Thunder opted a little more than a year ago to let Scottie Brooks go and not do a new contract for him and bring in a Billy Donovan. And when you look at some of the draft moves that they've made, the guys they've drafted, the Steven Adams, the decision to sign Enes Kanter to that big contract last year, drafting Cameron Payne, trading Serge Ibaka for Domantas Sabonis, trading for a younger Victor Oladipo, you know, this team has been preparing for the fact that there may be life after. And I think the personalities that they have in town, you know, have huge upside. And if you're going to have to rebuild your program from the ground up, who better to do it than Billy Donovan? So, you know, while the Thunder were always optimistic that they were going to keep Kevin Durant and maybe ultimately keep Russell Westbrook, they were planning for an eventuality that they wouldn't. So I think what you've seen kind of play out here is that, you know, they've been stocked in the cupboard with the right kinds of upside guys just in case, but they're also very complimentary guys if those guys decided to stay.
Glad you're with us at SB Nation Radio. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We'd love to connect with you. You can join us at Twitter at eRadioSports. So as we zero in on the Oklahoma City Thunder, we talk about Russell Westbrook. I mean, what does your gut tell you? Steve, at Basketball Insiders, I mean, you cover it all. I mean, do you think he will be with the Thunder long term?
I think we'll see. I mean, I think what he said was interesting. The way that this kind of came about was very interesting. You know, the fact that Russ is not the first guy in the world to trust. He's actually a very distrustful person. He's not one that lets a lot of people into his world. And kind of the narrative through this whole thing was one that, you know, I think Kevin leaving and the way Kevin left, you know, really, you know, maybe made Russell think about his own free agency and how he wants to be treated. And keep in mind, they're going to have a bunch of salary cap space next summer, and they're already starting to circle names of guys they'd love to get a hold of,
sure,
including the hometown kid, Blake Griffin.
Hey, so what is your view of Oklahoma City in the Western Conference as we look ahead to the 2016-2017 season?
Well, I think there's no question the Warriors are your number one team, and I think you look at what the San Antonio Spurs were able to do. You know, Tim Duncan retires, but you still keep Manu Ginobili. You pick up a Pau Gasol. You know, there's some really good moves that the Spurs have made, so I still think they're your number two team. And then the third team's probably the Clippers. And then you get into a race of kind of the next group, and I think the Thunder's probably the best team in that next group. You know, certainly if Russ is healthy and those young guys, Victor Oladipo and Enes and Steven Adams all kind of make that next step forward in that system, I think they'll be very good. But, you know, you've got, Utah Jazz team that's incredibly good now. You pick up a Joe Johnson, a Boris Diaw. You know, they were really good in the offseason to go with a core that was already really good, trading for George Hill. So I think the Jazz are right there in that 6-7 discussion. And then you got the Dallas Mavericks and the Houston Rockets. You know, Mike D'Antoni is going to keep that team running and gunning. And, you know, that'll be a fun team to watch. The Memphis Grizzlies should be better. You know, they did the big deal for Mike Conley out of Chandler Parsons. So I think the West is going to be really competitive, but I think the Thunder are still kind of right there in the fourth.
Always one of our favorites, Steve Kyler from Basketball Insiders. Connect with our audience across the country, Steve, where they can check out all your work online.
Yeah, of course, you know, Basketball Insiders is where we're at. And, hey, if you hit me on Twitter, I'll hit you back.
Absolutely. Okay, so, you know, just a moment ago, you had mentioned the addition of Victor Oladipo when we talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder. How do you see him fitting in with the Thunder? I mean, he offers a lot of offensive versatility.
He does, and he's really become a very special player. When you rewind back and think about it, he was the number two pick in that draft class, and he's probably the best player in that draft class. And now he goes to a situation where he can play his natural position off the ball. He can be, you know, he's not going to be asked to be the point guard. You know, that's solely going to be Russ's responsibility. And, you know, he can play to his strengths. He's an incredible defender. He's an incredible slasher. He's improved every year as a shooter, and he's going to get a lot more space than he's ever gotten in Orlando. So, you know, I think for Victor, it's a big year. It's going to be pretty much a contract year for him. And it's a pretty clear table. You know, the problem in Orlando was there was such a log jam in backcourt when you think about Elfrid Payton and, you know, Evan Fournier and Mario Hezonja. They just had too many guys to really give everybody the opportunity they need. And now, you know, Victor goes into a situation in Oklahoma City where he's the starting two guard and will play the bulk of the minutes next to Russ. And, you know, if Russell passes him the basketball, he'll get a real good chance to put up some big points this year.
Hey, we're going one-on-one with Steve Kyler from Basketball Insiders right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio. We will be right back and continue the conversation talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder and Russell Westbrook's extension.